Hello there, all you seekers of beauty. Today we bring you greetings from Cypress, Texas. We are on our Texas run of art shows, and this week we're camping out in the driveway of our daughter's in-laws. And we're having a great time just connecting with family. And today we're going to bring you some real talk about a hard topic. If you have ever felt stuck in grief or suffocated by negative emotions, you are not alone, and this episode is for you. We're exploring the intersection of grief, creativity, and the human experience. We'll be exploring how to embrace difficult emotions and unlock a whole new world of creative inspiration. Stick around to the end where I share 5 strategies to incorporate lament into your creative process. So take courage and let's bravely step into the difficult and beautiful space of lament and find beauty in the broken. Hello, creative soul. Welcome to the Beauty Hunters Podcast. Are you feeling stuck? Not having enough time, money, or energy to create? Do you want to make a difference in this world with your creativity, but you feel exhausted by life's responsibilities and void of inspiration? You are not alone.
We are your hosts, Jonathan and Michelle Rose, fellow creative souls who understand the struggle. We once lived a life consumed by the daily grind, leaving us feeling empty and dead inside. And that all changed when we discovered the mindsets and skills that allowed us to stay in creative flow and infuse everyday life with creative passion. We are here with strategies and inspiration to help you fill your daily life with vibrant creativity.
If you are ready to thrive and take your creativity to the next level, then grab your coffee, tune in, and let's create a more beautiful world together.
Thank you for being here today. If you have enjoyed the Beauty Hunters podcast, will you please leave us a review on Apple Podcast? It really does go a long way on those algorithms to help other creatives find our podcast. And we might just feature your review on a future episode, just like this review left by Noah Andy Marion. It says, "So helpful. This podcast is the best of both worlds, creative and practical. Thank you." Well, thank you, Noah. It is certainly our goal to leave you both inspired and better equipped to find and create more beauty. And sometimes that means having hard conversations like today's topic, but are very critical to vibrant creativity. So in episode 22, we started unpacking the role of emotions and how they play in our creativity. So feel free to go back and listen to that one first.
All right, well, let's dive in. Listeners, picture this. A vast desert landscape stretches out before you. The sun beating down mercilessly in searing waves of harsh, hot heat as the wind blasts grains of sand against a lone man sitting in a heap of ash. The sun burns his eyes and grinds between his teeth. He curses the day he was born as he scrapes open wounds with shards of broken pottery. A wretch sitting in utter misery as he laments the loss of everything. Even his closest friends and his wife betray his very existence. Their message clear: you're the worst person ever to have deserved all this. You should just curse God and die. And yet Job, in resilient defiance, continues to pour out his sorrow to God and apply the only shred of dignity and solace afforded to him. Job applies the healing balm of lament.
Wow, I mean, Job's story of unimaginable suffering reminds us that none of us make it through life without the pain of loss. You know, our dreams, our homes, health, loved ones. And I think it's pretty remarkable that Job didn't lose his sense of self through all of that. So what do you think it was about Job that caused that?
Job's an interesting and remarkable character. I think what stands out to me is that he refused to bury his grief underneath layers of stoicism or false bravado. He was just real and laid it all out. So instead, he just embraced it fully. He allowed himself to name the sorrow and to pour his laments out to God. His lamentations became a symphony of raw emotions. I think ultimately he kept himself open through his lament, and that kept him open to possibilities of redemption and healing and transformation. And in the end, renewal. And that's what enabled him in the end to hear God speak and then experience the awe and wonder of something beyond himself.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, I don't think lament is a very common or well-understood topic in our current society. So what do you think our listeners need to know about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've done an episode on emotions before, but I feel like the experience of loss and sadness are some of the most common, powerful, and pervasive elements of the human experience, and they deserve their own episode. So that's why we're here today. At its core, lament is just a profoundly human response to loss and suffering or injustice. It's the raw and unfiltered expression of our grief, of sorrow, of longing. It's the cry from the depths of our souls for understanding, comfort, connection, and catharsis. I mean, that's just the deep ingrained in the human condition and in all of our longings. Lament plays such a vital role for all that. Lament has deep roots in our human history and culture, and especially in religion and various rituals and rites and traditions. So it's, you know, it's all throughout our culture, and modern day expressions are included all throughout art and music. I mean, just think of the blues. I mean, that's just one small but more lighthearted example. But if we didn't have expressions of sadness and lament, we wouldn't have the blues. We wouldn't have sad songs. All those movies about loss and redemption wouldn't speak to us on such a deep level. I mean, there's cultural examples of lament all over the place if we're just willing to look at it and understand it. But I think a lot of it's overlooked and misunderstood today, and we're taught to suppress our emotions and to put on a brave face and just to keep moving forward at all costs. But by denying ourselves the opportunity to lament, we are denying ourselves a chance to fully process our grief. And in the end, we're denying a chance to tap into the creative wellspring that lies within us.
Yeah. And so why do you think lament is so important when it comes to our creative endeavors?
Yeah, I think lament serves as a bridge between those deep guttural emotions and our creative impulses. So it's a practice that invites us to embrace our vulnerability and to sit with our discomfort, just like Job did in a heap of ash, cursing the day he was born, pouring out his loss and grieving over all the injustices done to him. So he was not just a victim of great loss. He became an active participant in the process of bearing witness to the value of what he had lost. And ultimately, that brought the healing and the transformation. I think it's an important perspective to understand that our sadness is always pointing towards the value of something beautiful, a relationship or a dream or a legacy. And as painful as it is to lament, it's a necessary part of memorializing the value of that thing that our sadness is pointing to. And that's where I think the beauty can be found. When we start to tap into that part of it and point towards the beauty and value of what has been lost. And so by inserting our creativity into the middle of that mess, we're creating new beauty out of our brokenness.
Yeah, I really like that, because, you know, a lot of women out there, we say we're a hot mess.
Yeah.
and to know that there's beauty in that hot mess, you know. So that's a powerful perspective. And it's clear that the lament holds an immense potential for the healing and renewal, both, I think, personally and creatively. But, when you and I were first talking about this episode, I was a little taken back when you said you wanted to do an episode on lament. You know, can you take us along on that journey and why we're even talking about it today?
Yeah, honestly, I was a bit surprised myself. But that's just how my creativity goes sometimes, just a little glimpse into my creative process. So, you know, I'm working in my shop all day, working with metal and making drums. But I'm also a poet, and it's not uncommon for me to have just random thoughts and verses that kind of flip through my mind. And sometimes they completely derail my productivity. And before you know it, I'm just scratching out a poem on my metal workbench with a Sharpie. So last week, I was in the shop, as I normally am, and I just paused before the day started. I kind of checked in with myself and kind of took stock of my emotional state. And I was trying to figure out what music I was going to play. Go back to the episode on creating playlists. But I just kind of felt this low rumble of sadness in my body. And so I was like, well, let me just listen to something that kind of matches that. And so I just kind of put on one of my more calm, reflective kind of classical type playlists. I think there was like some Max Riker and some Philip Glass and stuff in there. And so I was making the drums, and then I noticed a small, seemingly insignificant dent in one of the propane tanks. And I mused to myself, well, not all dents are damage. And as soon as I said that, I could feel this little tug of the muse going, oh man, there's just something a little deeper on that statement if you just pause on it for a moment. So I went and I scrolled it out on my workbench. And then something deeper was trying to be said, so I jotted down a few more verses. And I just kind of continued on while I ruminated on that phrase. And then later on, like halfway through that drum, I accidentally dropped that drum right on this hard piece of equipment, put this big old dent right in the top of it, and I thought it was ruined. And normally my first reflex would have been like to be angry, but this time my first reflex when that happened was just sadness. And I began to lament that nobody would get to hear the voice of this beautiful drum now. And that's when the rest of the poem started coming. So this whole process for me is of dropping that drum and finding a little dent and then writing out that poem ended up becoming just this invitation to embrace lament. And I knew that there was a larger, beautiful, more beautiful thing at work here, and that perhaps others needed to have that same invitation and hear what we're talking about today. And so here we are talking about it.
Okay, so you've left us a little bit hanging on your story. Were you able to save the drum? You know, will it ever be able to sing for people?
Yeah. I did end up being able to still fix the drum, and it has a beauty mark now from being dropped and dented, and a beautiful poem to go along with it. So it all ended well.
That's awesome. And I do believe you might be reading that poem at the end. Is that right?
Yeah, stick around. I'm going to read the poem inspired by dropping a drum at the end of the show.
Yeah.
So
good. All right. So you have had to maintain your creativity for many years as a full-time artist. And there's a lot of lament in that alone, because you lose out on a lot of part of life being a traveling artist, you know. But you also had to do that through a lot of sad seasons with your hearing loss and you know, saying goodbye to our girls and empty nesting and all the different things.
Our family's had its share of trials, and not all of those trials are our stories to tell, so we can't talk about everything, but it's just part of life, man. You go through, you know, a decade of life, and there's going to be some hard moments. And I've had to do that all while maintaining a creative practice as a full-time artist. So
how can our audience today embrace that lament in their creative practice?
Yeah, I think one of the most important things, my first tip for embracing sadness and bringing lament or that element into your creativity, is to cultivate mindfulness. So if you're not used to feeling your emotions, or if you've blocked them off because they're too painful for you, you won't be able to express them. You won't be able to engage that part of the process. So I think true lament starts in the body and moves towards expression, whether it be through me, a lot of poetry. You could be a dancer, a painter, or a musician. But if you're not in touch with what's starting in your body, then moving that towards that expression, you're not going to have access to that part.
Yeah. And I think we covered a little bit about the difference between you and I a long, long time ago about how I kind of tend to freeze. So like having to even just stop to recognize the body first.
Yeah, mindfulness can help you identify and name the buried emotions. It can allow you to process them more effectively. So for me, it looks like times of solitude, both short times, just daily, and then sometimes longer times of solitude on trips or intentional retreats. And in these times, I'll remove interruptions, remove electronics, remove distractions from my space, and I'll just sit in the discomfort of silence and pay attention to how my body feels and how my mind reacts and sometimes revolts against the quiet.
Yeah.
But in solitude, I'll also practice slow and intentional breathing. That can be a really good way to practice mindfulness and get in touch with your body, just to be aware of your breath and out. And then for me, journaling is an important part of that process of mindfulness. And I'll write down thoughts. Thoughts will interrupt your solitude all day long. I'll just write them down and then dismiss them and come back later if they're important. If you're a journaler or want some tips on the mindfulness, some good journaling prompts can be questions like, what emotions am I experiencing right now? Or where do I feel tension or discomfort in my body? Or what memories or thoughts come to mind when I think about losses? So all of those things can be a practice of mindfulness. And there's lots of other ways to get in touch with what it feels like to be in your own body. But the most important thing is to just find ways to be grounded in the present moment and aware of your physical being. So just practices of mindfulness have been a huge part of getting in touch with those buried emotions for me.
And I think in a world where everybody's just busy, that's an important practice to have anyway.
Just slowing down. Yeah. I think the second thing I would say to incorporate lament into a creative practice is to make sure you have safe places to express those feelings once you get in touch with them. Make sure that the space in your life is conducive to experiencing sadness or anger or rage if you have to. Determine what part of the day you have your best mental state. That could be in the morning or it could be in the evening, depending on your temperament and how you roll. Schedule times when you're at your best mental capacity for experiencing mindfulness and processing emotions. Like, actually put it on the schedule. Hold that time sacred. Realize that the depth of your sadness is actually telling you how valuable that time really is. Don't ignore it and don't avoid it. Make sure that you have time and space to fully feel your expressions without interruption, without shame.
Yeah, I think that's key, to be able to express them without shame, especially when it comes to grief, because the whole world tries to shut people down and go, joy, 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 when you're in the middle of your grief.
Yeah, I think my third tip for incorporating lament into your creative process is give yourself permission for unfiltered expression. Just take off the editor and let yourself go. I don't know who needs to hear this, but listen to me right now. It's okay to be sad. You have permission to be a hot mess. You have permission to vent, to be angry, to weep. You are beautiful in the full range of expressions and feelings that you were created to have, and your art and your authentic expression is meaningful when it connects fully with who you are. So insert your creative expression into that process of being sad or being angry, and then create. Give yourself permission to do that. God sees your pain, and it's not a sin to pour out your expressions of emotions to Him. It's okay to be not okay.
He asks us to take our burdens to Him.
Yeah. So give yourself permission to be unfiltered in your creative expression comes to those areas of getting in touch with those negative feelings. I think my fourth tip, don't do it alone. And this one is huge.
Yeah.
Don't do it alone. I've had the rare privilege of being in very intentional community with other people. And we, on purpose, hold space for each other to name and express our emotions. But it takes a willingness to show up and just to be vulnerable. Just because someone's holding the space doesn't mean you're like, hey, here I am, here's all of me. You've got to step out there and put yourself on the line, but you got to have safe community to do it with. And be willing to be okay with being seen when you're not okay is key. And that takes safe people to process with. People who have your back, people who see the best in you no matter what. And if you don't have those kinds of people in your life, maybe you need to remove some people from your life or remove yourself from some people in your life. That could be a whole nother topic here. Or maybe you just need to seek some professional help who doesn't know you, and you can just be safe in the anonymity of pouring your heart out to a professional therapist.
Yeah, I went through a season of that, actually. You know, it's interesting when you talked about being vulnerable to the people in your world. I've actually been in close community with people as they process grief and loss. And, you know, sometimes when you're going through grief and loss, you don't know even what you're experiencing to even say something out loud. And so sometimes it's good just to surround yourself with safe people who see you even in all of that, and they express that they're happy to be with you even in that place.
Yeah.
Because I think that opens up a door for you to finally be able to let go of that shame and finally be able to say something out loud. But even if you can't say something out loud, when you go and you create something, that creation in and of itself speaks for you.
Yeah.
And it creates that bridge so that the world can see you, know you, understand you, accept you where you're at, and even actually go, wow, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Somebody else is feeling that too.
Yeah.
So this whole don't do it alone thing, there's so many layers and so many ways to go about doing it. But the key thing is be surrounded by safe people so that in your creations, you're able to make that bridge with the rest of the world again.
Yeah. And then there can also just be an element of maybe you've created some work out of that place of pain. And then it's time to maybe share it with some people in your life and see how it resonates with people. And then there can be this whole other level and layer of healing and release when that pain is seen by other people. And then they go, oh, me too.
Right. And then all of a sudden you realize you're not the only one.
Yeah. So, and I think my final tip for incorporating lament into your creative process is be compassionate towards yourself. Some wounds take a long time to heal. Be kind and patient with yourself. Avoid statements like, I should be over this by now, right? The sadness points towards the value of the thing that you lost.
That's right.
And that thing will never stop being valuable to you. So just give yourself permission to not have to get over it and use that pain to hold the beauty of that thing that was, it's gone, so it hurts, but hold the beauty of that thing in memorial. That's what art does when you connect with that pain.
Yeah, that's so good. Okay, so to simplify and sum up all the ways to embrace lament as a creative tool, we're just going to give you the step-by-step tips. One is to cultivate mindfulness. And then two, set aside safe time and space to process that. Three, give yourself permission to fully feel and express yourself. And four, don't do it alone. Surround yourself with safe people. Five, give yourself some grace for the process. So before we wrap up today's episode, we want to extend a special invitation to all of our listeners. If you've been inspired by our conversation on lament and creativity, and if you're looking for a supportive community to continue your journey of healing and growth, we'd love to welcome you to our private Facebook group. Our Facebook group is a safe place where you can connect with like-minded individuals, share your experiences, and find encouragement. Whether you're a seasoned artist or someone who's just beginning to explore the power of creative expression, you'll find a warm welcome and support in our community. You'll find a link in the show notes. And now we get to close with Jonathan's poem that inspired this whole conversation and episode.
This is In Memorial. Not every dent is damage. Not every stain is shame. It's hard to forget trauma and still remember our name. Deep impact when dropped, abandoned with childhood lost, messages of worthless come at such a high cost. Forgetting has a memory, filling dents like bowls of shame. Escapism is a portable prison, trafficking freedom on a chain. So our minds omit the melodies that resonate with our name, hollowed out the sacred dirge that's sung with healing pain. Forgetting has a memory, but if you're quietly inclined, you'll hear the hallowed song that your body has enshrined. No memorials erected to perfect days, no lament ever offered in exultant praise. Only remembrances of loss and hard victories bought with courage and pain. So sing that sacred verse, dignify every dent and scar. Sing the healing dirge in memorial to who you are. Thank you for joining us on the Beauty Hunters podcast. I hope this episode has encouraged you. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with other creatives in your life? And please leave a quick written review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews keep us inspired and help more people discover the podcast. Okay, time for us to hit the road. We're off to our next art show. We'll meet you back on Monday for another episode.
Until our next encounter, always remember that your creativity will make the world a more beautiful place.